Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Delicious Talk. This is your girl, Gail Delicious Johnson. That was a soul. Wait a minute. Who was that? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to look that up. I'm sorry. It was the Soul Children. I'll Be the Other Woman. And tonight's topic is I'll Be the Other Woman. I'll be getting on with that show shortly, but I do have a few announcements I'd like to make. You know, when one person dies, they say it comes in threes, and we've got the three people who have died since the beginning of the year. We had Etta James, and then Don Cornelius, and then David Peaston, and also Jerome Tucker's sister, Essie Blout. Jerome Tucker has a blog talk show called The Third Eye Open. He lost his sister the 30th of January. She suffered from a bout of cancer, so she's gone. Also, you know, it's really sad when you lose somebody. But Don Cornelius killed himself, and that's kind of like, I'm kind of torn in as far as like my feelings where that's concerned, because, you know, everybody has problems in their life, and I'm quite sure he was suffering from problems because he was going through a messy divorce. He was suffering from dementia, had a few strokes, So I guess he really didn't want to continue living, but I know that there was somebody that's also probably is worse off than he was. But, you know, people do what they do. But I want to say rest in peace to Etta, David Peaston, and Essie Blout, and Don Cornelius, you know. But I'm sorry when anybody dies. And the weather here has been kind of funny. We had, I think it was Wednesday, it was 72 degrees here. And it's been really nice all this week. And we're supposed to be getting a little cooler over the weekend, but it's really been surprisingly beautiful days here, 72, 50s, 60s. You know, if the winter could just stay in the 60s, that really would be nice, but that would be really too nice. But we've been having some good weather. Now, out in Denver, up in the mountains, Denver, Colorado, they had already had 4 feet of snow, and they're expecting a snowstorm in Denver. I think they're expecting something like 14 inches, but up in the mountains, they have 48 inches of snow. And I've been to Denver before, and it's a beautiful, beautiful state, beautiful state. And the weather is very fickle there. You think we had it going on here. I was there 1 year and had went downtown. It was something like maybe 80 degrees. I went downtown and got my hair done, came back home. It was in the 30s. And I think that was like in October. But that's how it is sometimes. Weather does what it wants to do. But, you know, I'm just glad that any day I wake up in it, I'm happy. I don't care if it's raining, snowing, hailing, or what's going on. I'm just glad to be here in it, to see it. I'm going to bring my co-host on. Hi, Rhea.
Hi, how are you this evening?
I am fantastic, you know, just fantastic. I was speaking of the deaths that we've had, you know how they say it comes in threes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we got the third one. David Peaston died. He was 54 years old. But, well, you know, we all better be blessed and thankful, you know, any morning that we wake up and, you know, let people know that we love them and care about them and squash any beef that we might have and, you know, keep it moving because tomorrow's not promised to nobody.
That's for sure.
You know, and people, you know, need to live every day as if it is going to be your last day. And I'm not talking about getting out there doing anything stupid or, you know, drinking all the alcohol you can drink, having all the sex you can have. You know, I'm just talking about things that you may have put on the back burner, you know, get those things done. And, you know, keep it moving. Because I look forward to every day when I wake up. When I wake up, I am just as happy as I can be because I could have been one that didn't wake up.
No, no, that's right.
You know, so people need to count their blessings, stop complaining, stop, you know, whining and crying. You know, just be grateful and thankful that you wake up and you're here to see another day, you know, and look out for your neighbors. Look out for the man down the street, the lady down the street, you know, and help the homeless out. You know, do things like that. You know, make yourself happy. Well, tonight's topic is about the other woman. And the other woman, she thinks she's making herself happy by being with somebody else's man. Isn't that something?
Well, somebody supposedly else's man. Because he ain't somebody else's man because he wouldn't be where he at if he was.
Well, yeah, that's true. That is true. But, you know, let's just get on with the married women, the married men, and they, you know, have a little side piece. And this woman who is, you know, the side piece, she really thinks that, you know, she's belongs there, you know, because you have some women, because I know of a particular, I'm not going to call any names, but I knew of a girlfriend, a friend of mine, who actually preferred married men.
I had a cousin like that.
I said, no way, no way do I want anybody else's husband. Mm-mm. And if I find out, like I found out I was involved with the married man, you are history. You know, and then, you know, sometimes you need to ask, you know, questions when you meet these men, even though they might lie. Some of them might tell the truth. Yes, I'm married. You know, just give you the option to say, well, you know, I don't think I want to be with you, or I don't mind being in a relationship with you. You know, give the other woman the option. You know, don't just lie and, you know, cheat, and then all of a sudden you're going to come back saying, well, I'm married.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you how silly I am. I was listening to a CD I have of oldies. I forget what it's called. Love Jams, I think, something like that. And I Want to Know Your Name came on. And I'm sitting here listening to this. I had downloaded it to my iPod. And I'm sitting here listening to this. And when that brother got to the part, I ain't even married, I deleted it. I deleted that part. I'm like, oh, no, he didn't. And then I'm like, I ain't even married.
Mm.
Okay. All right, but that's the mindset of some.
Yeah, it's a lot of people perpetrating a fraud, you know, and you even have some married women that are out there being, you know, the other woman as well. So I'm not going to just put it on the, you know, being the married woman, but, you know, married women out there too doing the same thing. But, you know, and not to say that nobody has the right to cheat on their mate, you know, regardless of what goes down. If he cheats on you, it doesn't give you the right to go out there and cheat on him. You even need to talk it over, settle it, or get out of that relationship, you know, because if you go out and cheat on him, something worse can come of that. You could go out there and get pregnant, get an STD, or whatever, you know. So if you can't sit down and talk it out, then just get out of it.
Most definitely.
You know, because I've never cheated in relationships that I've been in, but I've been in relationships where guys had cheated on me. In other words, I had been the other woman. And, you know, going through the motions of somebody capturing your heart, so to speak, you really feel hurt, you feel angry, you feel disappointed. You know, you just feel like you've just been ran over by one of those Big Mac trucks.
Okay, wait a minute, hold
on.
If you're in a relationship with a guy and he's out there cheating on you, you're the other woman?
Evidently, because I didn't know that he had somebody else.
Oh, before you.
Right.
Yeah, I thought you. Okay, I got you.
Right. So that's how that came about. But, oh, no,
okay.
I'm not going to definitely.
No. I wasn't even thinking what you're getting ready to say. I was thinking, somebody said to me once, if you were in a relationship with somebody and he was in a relationship with somebody else, both of you all are the other women, the other woman or something like that. And that's what I thought you were saying. And I was really trying to, because to me, well, that's not the way it works, but whatever.
Mm. Right. Well, no, I didn't know anything about him being in a relationship with another woman. But when I found out about it, you know, I was no longer the other woman. Because if I can't be number one, I don't want to be, you know, in a relationship. Excuse me, I'm not going to be in a relationship, period. But like I said, if you know, if somebody sneaks in there and get one over on me, you're going to be gone, because I've been there and done that. I was in a relationship with a guy. The relationship was so beautiful from the beginning because it was the first guy I was ever in love with.
Okay.
And then the cheating started. But because I was so in love with this guy, I let it go. You know, I kept forgiving him and forgiving him and forgiving him, forgiving him, forgiving him. Then it got to a point that I said, you know, I can't do this anymore. I was falling out of love with him. My feelings were changing. So I just said, I can't do this anymore. So we eventually broke up. And then, you know, after the dust settled, had the audacity to try to get back together. But do you know, when we tried, I had no feelings, none whatsoever. And I said, I can't, we will never get back together. We can only be friends, you know, in which we are still friends to this day. But as far as us ever, ever, ever being in a relationship, never. It will never, ever happen again. And if I'm in a relationship and something and a guy is cheating, he's out of there because I don't have those feelings that will bind me or hold me and want me to stay there, you know, like I did with that other guy because, like I said, he was the first guy that I ever, you know, was in love with. And that was it.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm. And so you got women who some, and then some women will even accept their husband or their significant other being in a relationship with another woman, and sometimes they will even become friends with that other woman, you know, just to keep their husband at home or to keep their boyfriend at home. And I think that's really sad.
It's beyond sad. I know of somebody who did not became friends, but she tolerated. Well, hell, I can't even say that because I tolerated it until I was done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I knew he was out there doing whatever, and I can't. Say when I say she tolerated it, I'm not saying it like that because I did too, but she lived in it with a peace of mind, because she said at the end of the day, he's gonna always come home, and okay.
No, see, it, you know, and then. Women need to look out for other women as well, you know, instead of, like, you know, like we had discussed, women need to, say, like, if my husband, and you knew my husband, right, me and my husband, we split up, we'll be going through something, and he comes to hit on you, and then you take him up, and y'all get together, you know, what you are supposed to do is tell him, you know, you got the wrong one, because I definitely would not hook up with any of my girlfriend's exes or any, you know, guys that I know that they were interested in, you know, because I wouldn't want that being done to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you got some women that are desperate, they have low self-esteem, excuse me, and they basically just thinking with the brain between their legs. The same as men think with their little head. Women think with the brain they have between their legs as well. And I don't know. And then here's another thing. When you find that your boyfriend or your husband is cheating, why are you attacking the other woman?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, why are you attacking the other woman?
She may not even have known.
But see, here's the thing. She may not have even known that you were married, you know, because men lie. He could have said, I'm not married. I don't have anybody, because that happened to me. You know, I wasn't attacked, but I got a phone call from a girl who said she had found my number in her boyfriend's purse, in his pocket or whatever, and she wanted to know, was there anything going on between him and I? I said, well, you know what, sweetheart? I said, you need to ask him. She said, well, he told me that it wasn't nothing going on between you and him. I said, well, why are you asking me? You know, don't come confront me. You confront him. He's the one who lied. He's the one who said it was no such thing as you.
Yeah.
You know, and women actually have gotten into physical altercations over their significant other, their husband or boyfriend. And that's something I would never, ever do. I'm not going to fight nobody over a man. Never. So if somebody, let me say this to the women out there who are listening, and if you find out that your significant other is cheating on you, don't confront the woman, confront him.
Well, my daughter often says, you don't have no beef with her because she don't have no loyalty to you.
Mm-hmm.
She's not the one who hurt you. If he hadn't did what he did, you wouldn't be hurt. That's where you need to put your feelings up, but that never happens. Well, not never happens, but that rarely happens. The female becomes the villain, and the but that's interesting because the female carry the brunt of a lot of things in this here world.
Well, I don't know, but I just feel that, you know, they need to straighten it out with your boyfriend.
Most definitely.
Because I'm telling you, when the guy was, when I was in that relationship, you know, a girl was calling me and telling me all this stuff that her and my boyfriend did this, did that, blah, 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 blah. But you know what? There's a saying in the Bible, and it says, you're not supposed to believe gossip and listen to, you know, idle gossip and all this whole kind of stuff. So she was telling me all this stuff, and I'm, you know, taking it in, but not once did I say anything to him at that particular time. You know what happened? Oh, it says that you're not supposed to accept what people say. You're supposed to see it for yourself, or you be there to touch it. I'm paraphrasing it. But anyway, I actually caught them together. So it wasn't her word or his word. It was what I caught and what I heard. You know, so once that happened, it was a done deal. And then he still, do you know he still tried to deny it? We was on a three-way. He didn't know that she was on the other end of the phone. He called her everything but a child of God and had been with her the night before. But the next day she was a whore, she was a slut, she was this, she was that, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just saying, when we got off the phone, I said, now, you see how he feel about you?
Yep.
But she was calling me, telling me he did this for her, he did that. Yes, he did, because he wanted something from you that I was not giving him. You know, men, they'll do anything to get what they want. You know, but like I said, I didn't say anything to him or I didn't get upset with her. It was just the point of when I caught them, and that was it. Because sometimes you have to lay in the cut and just, you know, let things happen. And then, you know, you do your thing. Because I knew eventually he was going to slip up. Something was going to happen. You know, because that men, they're so sloppy when they cheat. They are really sloppy.
Well, that added, what you do in the dark comes to light.
That's
really
true.
Has some truth to it. And most stages of life, it does come to light.
Yep. Yes, it do. But, you know, like I said, when he got caught, he was like a deer caught in the headlights. And I asked him, and then I even asked him in front of her when, you know, because we had gotten to the point where we all got together and to discuss it. And I said, well, let me ask you this. Which one of us do you want? Do you know? He said he did not know. I said, oh. Now, after he done called her all these, but see, he didn't know that she was listening. She had heard that. I said, oh, okay. So I said, well, I'll tell you what. I looked at him and I looked at her. I said, y'all can have each other because I'm done. and I left. But lo and behold, I think we had gotten back together another time after that. And something else had happened. But that next thing that happened, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. When basically all throughout the relationship, I think with the things started really going bad after we was in the relationship for maybe about 5 or 6 years. And we was in the relationship for 13 years. And see, I should have left a long, long time before that. But trust and believe, I learned a lot being in that relationship. And, you know, I know that situation will never happen to me again simply because I did learn a lot. It wasn't like I'm going to be stupid all over again.
Somebody put up a post and they said, if you're in love with two people, choose number two, because number one wasn't strong enough to hold your attention in the first place.
But you know what? That says it right there. You cannot be in love with two people. That's just like a slave having two masters. One of those masters is going to be slighted. So there's no way in the world that you can be in love with two people at the same time. You might love a person, you know, but you're not going to be in love with two people at the same time. It does not work, and it never did, and it never will. You might be with two people, you know, cheating on one of them or whatever, but being in love with two people, not. I think not. So we're going to take a minute break and come back. We have a couple of calls on the line, and we're going to bring them in after this break.
Oh, I love you, but is it right? Hers by day, mine's by night. I long to kiss you, hold you tight. Hers by day, mine's by night. But is it right? The night is short and the days are long. I know to love you is wrong. I try to forget with all of my mind. Is it right? Hers by day, mine by night. I know about her, but does she of me? The love I have for you has got to be. But is it right? Hers by day, mine by night. Each time we meet, it's like the first. Hiding it by day is getting worse. But is it right? Hers by day and mine's by night.
Wow, that's a brand new artist on the scene by the name of Delicious. And the title track is Hers by Day, Mine's by Night. Hello.
I don't have a cue where I can do the Orleans.
I was in here messing around last night. And that's actually a poem that I had written back in, I think back in the 70s. And I was just in here, and every time I recited it, then I started singing it. So I said, well, let me just put this on here. I don't care how it sounds. But, you know, something different. So if anybody wants to sign me up, you know, hit me up.
Before you
I'm
go to the phone, you check
I'm expanding my career.
Okay. Well, hey, that's a good thing.
You hit me up at 646-652-2877, and I'll sign the contract tonight. Okay. All right, so we going to bring in a caller here. Hello. Are you there? Okay, let's bring in this other caller. I got you, Rhea.
Okay. Did you
okay,
check out the message?
Okay, 214942, are you there?
Of course.
Hey.
Now,
hey.
How you doing?
What's up? I'm okay, and yourself?
Just fine.
You have a question or comment?
You have other women's stories. I'm so sorry.
Huh?
You got too many other women's stories.
Too many women's stories.
Other women's stories, my gosh.
Well, that's the topic.
I know, but we should be talking about what I heard happen to someone else, not this happened to me.
Why it happened to you? Why are you the other woman? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, that would not happen. No, I don't believe in that other woman stuff.
Oh, you don't?
I don't believe in it. No, I do not. I'm with you. It's like you get with the guy, and I mean, I think it's all right if consenting adults can agree to do whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But this stuff with women who decide that they want to get with someone who is married or has a long-term relationship with someone else, I don't know. That's problematic. That's problematic to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why anybody would do it.
Well, what about the woman who gets involved with somebody and don't know that they're married or in a relationship?
Well, that's certainly not her fault, but, you know, the situation with the ones who do, you know, that's problematic to me.
Right, but they're still considered as being the other woman, whether she knows or not, because eventually when he comes down and say, well, I'm married, when she's, you know, can't catch up with him, then all of a sudden he's married, she's still the other woman.
Do you think that's true?
Yeah, because...
But
it's not with her knowledge. You know, like you had mentioned, if they don't know it, because someone who's going in it and know it, you know, that's
for instance, you said, like, you're out with this man, you're having a good time, good relationship, then you find out later that he's also, you know, he has been dating someone else, or has been married to someone else, or is married to someone else at the same time. And I think it's a state of mind when you think, I mean, if the guy tells you, okay, I've got someone else, you are, you know, the other woman, that's, I think, when I think of somebody who's the other woman. But if you're just, you know, some innocent babe in the woods, you have no idea what's going on, then I don't consider that being the other woman. I think that you know, you're just somebody who just got taken advantage of. But the other
right.
woman, I think... I mean, because to me, other woman implies culpability and knowledge that you know this man isn't someone else.
Right, but you know, I respect and I appreciate your opinion, but, you know, I just feel that even if you don't know and this man is married, you still are considered as the other woman because, number one, he's already in a relationship. He already has a wife. And you, even though you don't know that, you know, that's just my opinion. That's how I see it. And I also see it the way you see it. You know, if somebody goes into it willingly and know this, then, yeah, you know. But even if you don't know, when you when his it's brought to your attention and he tells you that, you've been the other woman.
I said, the hell you say? I better be the only woman.
that's true. But sometimes it don't work out like that, you know. Some women are faithful and true to their partner, and they still get, huh?
I can imagine that. You're with a guy, you're faithful and true to him, you know, but you're doing everything you think that a, you know, a first girlfriend would do, and then you find out that all this time that he's been with you, that he's been with someone else. I mean, I don't think that person is, you know, the other woman, because they don't think that this guy is not available. They think this is an available guy who has presented himself as an available guy. He gets in a relationship. She's not thinking, oh, boy, look at me. I'm with somebody else's man. She's thinking, this is a free man that I'm with.
Right.
And it's, I mean,
right.
I would think differently if once he tells her or someone else tells her, this man is married. And when she continues the relationship, then she becomes the other one. Now she knows that she's not the first woman, or you know, the primary woman in that man's life.
Right, but in his eyes, because I'm saying she's the other woman, because in his eyes she is the other woman, and she is the other woman, regardless of whether she knows it or not, because of the simple fact he's already in a relationship. That's Penelope. That's just how I look at it, darling. You know, you have your opinion, and I have mine. But you know that's just how I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know everybody has their own opinion about it, and you know will say different things. But you know that's just how I feel about it, because like I said, I was in a relationship with a guy, and I didn't know that he was in a relationship, so therefore that made me be the other woman, because he was already in a relationship. But when I found out that he was in a relationship, I got out of that relationship.
Exactly.
But as long as I, huh?
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. But I was also the other woman.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Well, I got to tell you, I know someone, a good friend of mine, as a matter of fact, who was in a relationship with a man who was married.
Mm-hmm.
And I was stunned by her behavior, because this one was brilliant, beautiful, you know, smart. I mean, had everything going for her. But she got with this guy who was an absolute scum. I mean, you know, he had outward trappings of success, but he was definitely scum. And you know, she would always talk about, oh, he had this and he had that and this and that, really superficial things.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this person would think, I don't know why, that somehow, you know, she was different or special, you know, from his wife or whoever, that you know, he chose her because she was special. But I mean, eventually she came to find out that he was several other women.
Mm.
Several. Not two or three. I said several other women.
Wow.
I said, but I think that that's what you get, you know, if you think somehow that, you know, this guy is with this woman, his wife has been married to for all these years, and somehow you got something that she ain't got, that he would be just so attracted to you because you're so fabulous. Now, I think any person who does that, they're deluding themselves.
Mm-hmm.
These guys that get out and do things like that, all they think about is themselves, how they can satisfy their ego, their sex drive, sometimes their pocketbook. You know, I don't know, but it's never about the women. It's always about the men. It's always about them.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't get that, if you don't realize that, then you're a fool.
Yeah, well, you got some women out here that are in it for the what they can get out of it, and some women are in it on because of low self esteem. It's just a lot of reasons why women get involved with other people's in OPP.
Yeah, well, I mean, I look at it this way: if you're going to be the other woman, at least, my God, bring your own money, because you know, whatever you're getting out of it, whether it's sex, lovely. If it is a sense of self-esteem, great. But I just got to say, don't be coming in and putting your hand in my pocket, pickpocketing me. You know, if you're going to come in and deal with, you know, my husband, my significant other, and have a sexual relationship, for God's sake, don't steal our money as well. You know, just, you know, come with your own money, you know, pay for yourself at the restaurant, pay for your own hotel room, you know, pay for your own STD shots or whatever it is you got to do. Don't bring your economic problems to me.
You said pay for your own STD shots.
And some women do it for control.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Control the they think they control when and how they have a relationship and if they have one. Because they are always threatened, okay, well, I'm going to call your wife. They want him to leave them alone, things like that. I mean, this is what someone actually told me out of her mouth, and I'm standing there totally befuddled. So I don't get it.
Well, we have another call.
Okay.
We have another call I'm going to bring in. 334-785, are you there?
Hey, darling.
Hey,
hey.
Miss King. What you got to add?
Are
you 11 at OPP?
Yes, I am. Lord, I might have to play that for
y'all
my
back.
I might have to play that for Bob Dude's Monday night. I said, ooh. Nasty said OPP. You know, I would OPP. Okay. I'm supposed to be sick, okay? I ain't got time to be messing with you, Bob Dude. But, you know, basically, I guess you could say that I am the other woman. Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Yep, so to speak. Who that was, real?
No,
that wasn't me. That's Keith.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I was left in the dark for years, like I told Mom Deuce, because we talked. And the only reason why I even deal with this man is because, oh, you got to pay the piper now. Since you drug me up in the sin with your ass, you finna pay the piper now, bottom line. But see, his marriage is, to me, I think it was stupid from the get-go because he married someone that was younger than him, way younger. And he tried to end up trying to mold this chick into what he wanted her to be. And she got somebody else. You see what I'm saying? Now, he's talking about, yeah, I'm going to get a divorce from her or whatever. He in a situation right now. I'm going to get a divorce from her as soon as I can. That's your thing. I don't care whether you get a divorce from her or not because, number one, I'm not in love with him. Number two, it's just about money. And number three, to me, I don't believe in love no more because a lot of women are blind in 2012. It's not too many men out there that's going to be faithful completely. Somewhere sooner or later, they will step out of line. And I believe, you know what I'm saying, that for me personally, I don't even think I'm in a point in my life where I could be totally committed to one person. I mean, it's not like I wouldn't want it, but I just choose to be wise about the decisions that I make in my life. I haven't tried to call that chick up and be like, oh, I'm sleeping with your husband or yada, yada, yada. I haven't did that. But it wasn't just me that he was with. He was with other women. And any woman that deals with a married man, she should automatically know that he is a liar and he gonna basically tell you whatever you want to hear. Now, the only difference between what I got going on, see, I know how to back his ass in a corner. You gonna do what I tell you to do. And that's just what it's going to be. Now, if some woman that's married think, oh, you just a homewrecker, then I guess that's what I would be. But you need to be, you know, more concerned about your husband being a homewrecker than that other woman. And I hate those married women who always want to go out and confront the other woman like it's their fault. No, it's the nigga that you married.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what I want to say.
I think if you know the man is married, then, I mean, that's your fault, too. I mean, I'm sorry, but if you know that the guy is out there having sex with other women.
I didn't know he was married. That's what I just said.
No, but once you found out, you didn't stop.
No, I'm not going to stop because at the end of the day, it's about money. It ain't about nothing else. I mean, what? I've been in situations with guys before, a couple, that I've heard that they're supposed to be married. So at the end of the day, why should I respect the next woman? We in 2012. This ain't back when Grandmama Nell was in a marriage back in the 40s and the 50s and stuff where people actually did care about their marriage. Marriage is just a facade. Everybody want to be married just to say that I'm married. It's nothing.
No, not at all. I think that's not the case. And besides, this guy's up, he's putting his dick in all these other different women. You're not going to put his dick in you? Come on. Come on.
That's what protection is for.
It's a lack of self-esteem is about.
I dare the difference. It ain't got nothing to do with self-esteem. I can understand if he was telling me, oh, you need to do this and you need to do that. No, it ain't got nothing to do with self-esteem. If you want to call money being my self-esteem, then basically, yeah, that would be true. But am I in love with him? Hell no. Do I care about his well-being? Hell no. Whatever happens with him, that's his problem. I'm looking out for myself. And like I said, there are consequences behind actions. So since you decided, and the wife got somebody else anyway, so since he decided to pull me up into sin, because what I told you, Mom Dukes, it was like 4 years after the fact when I found out that the dude was really married. Mm-hmm. So guess what? You're going to pay the piper for them 4 years. He sure is. And when I'm tired of him, I'm going to kick his ass to the curb. Just that simple.
Well, that's, you admit being the other woman and, you know, what you're going through. But you got some women out here that won't even admit that they're the other woman or won't want to be the other woman. And they just, you know, play this little game, mind games, like you just said. You know, you're going to blackmail this man. You're going to tell his wife you're going to do this, you're going to do that. But if you choose to be in a relationship with that man, you have to go along with everything that he's dishing out. And you already know he's married. So, you know, what are you going to get his wife involved in it for? You know.
Exactly.
And you know, if his wife finds out, she don't need to confront you either. She needs to confront him. Because, you know, like you said, it took you 4 years before he even told you that he was married.
He didn't tell me. I found out through somebody else.
Before you found out. Well, it would have been he would have never said anything.
Never said nothing. And that's the thing with men. Like I said, a lot of women are getting, and they believing in this fairy tale. Like I had to tell somebody, you know, a chick that's in a relationship, I just thought from the beginning that it would be this way and it would be that way. Nothing lasts forever. And you might go into a situation where you think that it's picture perfect, but it's not. Now, is it Miss Kane's first choice to mess with married men? No, it ain't. I hate them. I hate them. And Mom Deuce, you know I've had dudes here recently that done tried to holler at me, that's married or whatever. I called Mom Deuce up. Look, guess what happened? So-and-so, he married and tried to holler at me. Oh, I'm separated from my wife. I don't care. If you still, people act like divorce is so damn hard. It's simple to me. It's very simple. I don't want to hear nothing about, well, the kids. Damn the kids. They'll have to get over it. You see what I'm saying? But men, more than women, I just say that, likes to sit up and live their life, a double life, and they don't think that anything is wrong with it. And like this guy that I deal with, he knows how I feel about him. And I say, why he on the phone? Because I don't care. I bars none. It's a money thing. It's nothing else. I don't really be having sex with this guy on no regular basis for other circumstances, but at the end of the day, I still wasn't having sex with him like that. But the bottom line is, like I said, since you decide to pull me into sin as if I ain't out here already sinning a damn no, then you're going to have to pay for it. And for any woman that thinks that this is, okay, like I said, that thinks that, oh, you just going to be in a picture-perfect relationship now unless you already have been in it, then this is the stuff that you have to face in 2012 because this is real world. This world ain't like how it used to be back in the day. People don't have no morals. They don't care. And to me, I feel like the reason why I do it, because men have been cheating and playing games on women, so why not get some get back? Now, if I could find or if I ever was to run into somebody where I thought that there was a chance that we could be good together and have a committed relationship, then that's what it is. Now, like I said again, I don't make it my business to go out here trying to target married men because that's not what I do. But at the end of the day, since I was in a relationship with him, and I ain't going to even say it was a relationship, since I've been dealing with him for the last 7 years, then guess what? You're going to pay the piper. And like I said, when I'm done with your ass, you can kick rocks.
Mm-hmm. Well, women have different motives for being in relationships and being the other woman, and you just gave up one. But, you know, not to say, I'm not trying to say that, it, you know, it's right or anything like that, but, you know, everybody has motives for things that they do in life, and, you know, that's your motive, that's your motive. But mm-hmm. I've never cheated on anybody I've been in a relationship with. But like I said, I've been the other woman, and simply not knowing that I was the other woman. But if I went into a relationship and the guy tells me he's married, oh no, see you, goodbye. Or if he tells me he has a girlfriend, you know, that may be a different scenario for me. But I'm not going to get with a married man. I just, you know, I don't really want to do that to a married woman, because if I ever became married, I definitely don't want anybody being with me. I don't want to have that on my conscience. Oh, I know this is going to happen to me because I was out there with this married man, that married man. And I even have a girlfriend who makes it her business to deal with nothing but married men. Nothing but married men. If you ain't married, you're not her type of man. And I can't understand for the life of me.
Wow.
You know, but, you know, people have their motives, and I'm not, you know, knocking anybody for what they do, because if that's what you do, that's what you do, you know. But, you know, everybody has a motive.
Yeah, they do. It's crazy. I mean, I know women just like that. That's all they wanted to deal with is a married man. My aunt, her best friend, but I think some of those women, there should be a time in your life where you should say that this is not something that I want to do no more. You got a lot of women out there that's coming to the plate now where they feeling like I don't want commitment, just like a man don't want commitment, and they feeling like they need to play the game just like men do. So I don't know. Like I said, this is not my preference to be talking to married men, because if I was targeting married men, every one of them that I feel like done stepped to me, and even though I done had a couple that was honest up front and say, yeah, I am married, I would have continued to try to proceed with having something to do with them. But I did not, because I don't like that. And that's why, you know, a lot of women end up hating men in general, because they lie too damn much. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you got to be stupid, and I'm not trying to make myself sound like I'm contradicting myself, but you got to be a stupid-ass woman if you're trying to get in a relationship with a married-ass man and you're looking for love. That's crazy to me.
That is true. You will never get love from a married man, especially if he's with his wife, even if he leave his wife, you know, because just like he left her, he'll leave you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know, and some women actually think that if they get a man from another woman, that she got him. Oh, he's not going to cheat on me because I know he loves me. No, if he was cheating on you with somebody else, what make you think he's not going to cheat on you with somebody else? The same way you got that man is the same way he's going to hold on to you. I mean, I'm sorry. The same way he came to you is the same way he'll go to somebody else through cheating. So I can't understand why these women get out here hooping and hollering, well, he's no longer with her, and I know he loves me. No, he don't love you. He got with you because obviously his wife got tired of him, put him out or whatever, and you just was there. But trust and believe, when he come across somebody else, you're going to be the other woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and these women need to understand that. You know, that is just so crazy for a woman to get angry with another woman, you know, and then think because her man is with her that everything is going to be good for her, when it's not.
And there's a lot of these women need to stop staying with these dudes, because you're showing that's a sign of low self-esteem and weakness. If you choose to stay with a guy, if he cheat on your ass one time, he will do it again. I get so tired of seeing women that allow these men to step all over them, but they want to try to save the relationship, talking about it's for love. Are you serious? That's just like Dr. What's her name? The one on the Toni Braxton show keep trying to put Trina and Gabe together. Gabe is low down, and he want to come now with people trying to feel sorry for him, play the old sorry role. She tired, bro. She don't want you no more. and all the counseling in the world trying to make a marriage stay together. And I'm all for people working out their differences or whatever. But when you talk about cheating, that takes something to a whole nother level. If you're going to counseling for something else, then that's something else. But this cheating mess, no.
Right, because that's because there's no trust there.
Exactly.
Once you cheat on somebody, you lose that trust. And when that trust is gone, that's it. It's just nothing left. That's why after I kept being with that guy and kept being with him and it kept happening, the trust, it just, plus my heart, the feelings was leaving, they was gone. So that's why I just said, this is it. I cannot do it no more. And trust and believe, never, ever again in my life will somebody break my heart. Having a broken heart is the worst pain that you could ever feel in your life. And you don't get over it that quick, you know. So I made it up in my mind, when those red flags go up and that little voice be saying something to me, I'm listening to it. And see, that's what women need to do. When you hear that voice telling you something, it's telling you something for a reason. But a lot of women, they hear it, and then they don't hear it. Oh, he's so cute. He got money. He do this. He do that. But he's married. He's in a relationship, you know. But that's just how it is. And, you know, women, we need to stick together. We need to stick together and stop letting these men walk all over us and treat us any kind of way, talk to us any kind of way, call us all kind of names, you know, and just doing all the things that they do to us in the name of them being men.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can call me a whore and you're doing what I'm doing, you're a whore. You know.
Yes, indeed.
So don't, you know, make it seem like they say it's a man's world, but guess what? It wouldn't be nothing without us women.
And now y'all done went from OPP to Ray Parkin Jr. to James Brown. Go ahead now.
Have mercy.
We're going to take a little break. And this piece is by a good friend of mine. Listen to it.
Okay, here's a little piece that was written by Lamont Carey, which is a local spoken word artist here in the DMV. It was written in 2008, and it's a piece about a guy who's in a relationship, but he doesn't want any commitments. He also has a friend on the side who he's in love with, but he don't want to be this other person's man. He just wants things to be the way they are. I guess, you know, that would be friends with benefits. But that's just how I interpret it. You know, and when you guys hear it, you can interpret it, you know, any way that you want to interpret it. You know, that's the good thing about different opinions, you know, because when you hear it, I know everybody's going to have a different opinion. It means this, it means that, and that's good because he knows when he wrote it what he was feeling or what inspired him to write it, and he basically is the only one who knows why he really wrote it and what it means to him. So, you know, you draw your conclusion like I drew my conclusion, my opinion, and you want to hear it? Here it go. Just be my friend. Don't try to turn this into love because I get tired. I am not ready. I have issues that I can't explain. But if you ask, I will. But I don't want to become your man. I need to become my own. So enjoy me without the stipulation. If you don't want to lose the communication, accept me where I am comfortable. And I do love you, but without rules. Stepping into them, we both will lose, and you will feel abused. I'm guaranteed to run from you. Just be my friend, and the conversation will begin again. My woman could never be this close. I'm more vulnerable with you, but you want to take her place. I want to run from both of you. Find something entirely new where I'm not expected to give one person my all. When commitment comes into place, I fall. I don't know why. I'm not a real relationship guy. So please don't try to make me your man. I'm happier just being your friend. In a relationship, I don't feel safe. I lose parts of me. Now, like I said, you can determine whatever that meant to you. But it's a really good point. That's by Lamont Carey, spoken word artist, among other talents. He lives here in the DMV. Thank you, Lamont.
And you also can go to Lamont's website, which is lamontcarey.com. Any more further information, or you can Google him. Okay, so, you know, who was ever on the line or in the chat room, you heard that. Can you give me your interpretation of what was going on with that piece?
Basically, what you were talking about earlier, first of all, he was talking, the piece was directed to the other woman. And like he said, I'm going to get rid of you both and get me some brand spanking new that don't have no rules, no stipulation.
Mm-hmm.
He shouldn't get in no daggone relationship. He should just be fancy free. And ain't nothing wrong with that. If that's the way you want to be that way, then don't get involved in these relationships that where people think that they're in this one-on-one relationship with you. You know, be upfront and be honest with you, with yours, and then you wouldn't have all those issues.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then, you know, just like he on a slide is saying that, you know, he wants to be with both of these women, but if it gets to a point where the other woman is not pressuring him and his friend is, because he's trying to be like his friend, but he'll get rid of both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And move on. And, you know, some men are actually feel that way, you know, because they will, you know, be in a relationship and, you know, everything's going good as far as they're concerned. You know, I got this woman over here and got this woman over here, but this woman over here is bugging me about that woman over there, and that woman over there is bugging me about this. So, you know what? I'm getting rid of both of them, you know. And for real, it wouldn't be so complicated if you just chose one of those women. That's how I feel about that.
Well, it wouldn't be so complicated if you could actually communicate what it is that you want and what you don't want. And if they can't go along with the program, then they shouldn't be part of it. And I mean, that's just the way it is. If he comes to you and he says, I want to hang with you, I want, you know, to be around you, but we're not in nothing exclusive. We're not doing, you know, I'm still dating or whatever the case may be. If you don't want to deal with a situation like that, then you need to step off. But if you do, don't think you can stay there and, oh, I'm going to change him. Wait till he get a taste of me. He ain't going to want to go nowhere else. And then all of a sudden you crying the blues because you feel like your man is cheating on you when he wasn't ever your man in the first place because he told you that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, you got those women that don't really are hearing that. You know, they have it already made up in their mind that, you know, this is the way I wanted to be and it's going to be
exactly
this way or no way, you know, so that's why I say it's complicated, and therefore the complication wouldn't be complicated if he chose one of the women, regardless of whichever one he wanted to be with. If he wanted to be with the girlfriend, or if he wanted to be with the friend,
that's just his grief. I want to be with them all. He can't choose. He want to be with that one, and that one over there, and probably the one that he's gonna see tomorrow.
Well, you know, it's just a little example of how men think. And then that's just a little something that he had wrote. But, you know, we really don't know what it's meant by. But, you know, how I interpret it.
Did you ever ask him? Did you ever ask him?
Nope, because he wrote that in 2008. And he wrote a lot of poems, you know, that are basically, I can't really say, you know, based on feelings.
Okay.
Yeah, feelings and, you know, different things like that, some erotica and, you know, stuff like that. He has a couple of books out. The first book he wrote was Why I Kept You a Secret, and that's a book with erotic poems in it and different poems about things such as, it's a poem in there about his son, you know, I love my son, and, you know, just different everyday things that go on. Then he wrote another poetry book called You're Wet. And, I mean, I'm sorry, that's not the name of it. What's the name of that book? I had it right here. I'm Glad You Came. Now, that's a book full of erotic poems. He's also written a third book, The Hill, which is a novel. That's his first novel that he's written. But his poetry is really, it's really good, and it's deep if you read it. Because in my book, my book of delicious erotic short stories, I put some of his poems, a few of his poems in my book.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes appropriately with the stories that, you know, are in my book, a book of delicious erotic short stories. For instance, let's see, a poem or one of the stories, Forbidden Fruit. That's a poem about two women, and I wrote a short story in my book called The Wrong Number, and it's a lesbian story. Then All in the Family, he wrote a poem called Cheated on Me, and All in the Family is a short story about this young lady who cheats, who's this young lady who's married and her sister having sex with her husband while she's at work, you know, having sex with her husband, ends up with him and gets pregnant, and guess what? He cheats on her. And the next one I wrote, she's coming down the highway, and the poem that goes with that is, Damn, I Owe You a Favor. And another one in here, I think it was Cougarlicious. Cougarlicious is a short story about an older woman and a younger man, and the poem he gave me for that is The Old Lady Next Door. And, you know, the poems, you know, that he writes, if you read them, you can almost relate to some type of situation or something that was going on that you know about, or even something that may have, you know, happened in your life, or give you some, it may provoke you to, you know, give you some thought patterns.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's not the subject tonight. Tonight's subject is the other woman.
I see we ran all the men away.
Huh?
I see we ran all the men away. They left real quick.
Well, you know, I guess it was a touchy subject for them, you know, because men, you know, sometimes they can't handle the truth, or they don't want to hear the truth, you know, or they just don't want to hear about their things that go on with their brothers, so to speak. You know, but it's a part of life. You know, it's a part of life. And we all have to face up to our issues at one point in time in our life. Whatever we're doing in our life, we're going to have to face up to them. If you're cheating, lying, stealing, whatever you're doing, you're going to have to face up to those issues. So if you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. But trust and believe, you can only run but so far from them. You know, you can only run but so far from them. And once you get to running, you're going to get tired. You know, you're going to get tired and might stop running and face up to them. You know, let's see what 504 has to say. Caller 504, are you there?
Hi, this is Taylor from New Orleans. How are you?
I'm okay, and yourself? Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. you know, we're talking about the other woman and how she feels and why she feels that way and why there is another woman. There should never be one. In fact, there is no reason for one, even if you find yourself in a relationship where, you know, you're not satisfied for one reason or another. And despite the fact of whether you have children, whether you have financial, you know, means going on between the both of you that you're afraid of losing, et cetera, none of it justifies cheating. None of it justifies the fact that you can't just walk away from the relationship. None of it justifies the fact that you can't break up with someone. You know, unless you're in some kind of crazy abusive relationship, there's never a reason to have one person thinking that you're faithful to them when you're not. And no one could ever justify that.
Right, but you know, you have men who are liars and cheaters and abusers.
And women.
You know, and women fall into those traps where if a man, you know, comes up to you and say, you know, I like you, you're nice, and I want to take you out, but he's not telling you I'm married or I'm separated or I'm getting ready to get a divorce, you know, because he's afraid that if he tells you that, he's going to be rejected. And that's why men won't tell these women that they're married.
Which he should be rejected.
It's more to do with them not being men at all, being boys, being afraid of such a trivial thing. In fact, what it does is it says this. It says, I'm afraid to tell you all of who I am. Yeah, I'm going to be in a relationship with you and not tell her who I am. So instead of being in a relationship with that man, the woman is in a relationship with the shadow of whatever he thinks he is or whatever he's portrayed. But that doesn't justify it. It doesn't say that it's okay or that she's okay once she finds out that it exists and staying with him. Nor does it justify the fact that that men do cheat and lie. I mean, to begin with, it's not justified. Or even in return, if someone cheats on you, that doesn't mean that you should cheat on them to get back at them, as so many people do in the relationship.
Right.
You know,
right.
I don't see why that's so hard for some people. I understand that there's this feeling of abandonment, this feeling of being alone. You know, that's, you know, I'm sorry to put it bluntly, but that's tough shit. That's life. You have to be able to do that. You have to be able to have your own solitude. If not, you are a weak person. I don't care who you are weak if you cannot separate yourself from someone because of, you are afraid of something.
Well, you got weak people out there. You got people out there that, you know, that's all they do. But, you know, somebody has to put a stop to it. And when women come across these men, they need to first find out if they're married. But, you know, still they can lie, but once you find out that they are married, that's when you go into action. You know, you let this person know, hey, we cannot continue this relationship. But then some women, they get so caught up, so involved until they feel that they are in love, quote unquote, with this person, and they don't want to move on. But you have to let other people's property go.
Right. Well, the thing about
you
that
know?
Is that there's no one's ever going to stand up. There is no great savior to stand up and put a stop to it. It's an individual decision that most individuals aren't ready, mature enough, or strong enough to make. Too many excuses for men thinking that it's about how many women I can have, not about how long can I keep just one. How can I find the one who I want to stay with, who satisfies me more than any multiple women ever could? And I think that when finding these men and with women, we keep saying men, but it goes both ways. I think it's really, really important for women and men to go into a relationship vulnerable. You have to. I understand that some people have been cheated upon, some people have had abuse, some people have had all these things, but you cannot fall in love. You cannot be truly, madly, passionately in love with someone and give yourself entirely to them so that they can love you entirely unless you're vulnerable. And yeah, it sucks. It's a risk. It's a leap, but that's the point of life. You know, you take those risks and you hope for the best. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't, but when it does, it's worth all the times it didn't. When it does, when you do find someone who doesn't cheat on you, who truly loves you and wants to spend the rest of their life with you, it's okay that you had to go through those men who, you know, broke your heart for a few months at a time because they were, you know, they were childish people. So remember that, I guess.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in, and we're going to take a little break and stick around, okay?
Appreciate it.
You know what? I was just talking away, and I had my mute button on. I apologize. That goes out to you, Rhea, because last week I didn't have the slow jams, me and Mrs. Jones. So that's for you. Okay, we have a call I'm going to bring in. 111, are you there?
Yeah, are you speaking to me?
Okay, you have a question or comment on tonight's topic?
Yeah, I do. Can you hear me?
I most definitely can.
Okay, great, great, great. You know how blog talk is. It's always screwing up. Anyway, that's one of the most morally depraved songs ever written, by the way. I've always had that opinion. But with respect to the other woman, let's call that what that is if we really want to be open and honest about it. This woman is a home wrecker, and she's a coward. The thing is, there are plenty of single men out there, and I've seen this in my college days, and I've seen this quite often, but these women are not really confronted with their immoral behavior. There are plenty of single guys out there that they could be involved with, but they choose to be this home wrecker. That's a conscious choice. These women are usually what you call commitment phobic, and they're with these married guys. Now, the guy's a scum bucket for doing that, too. There's no doubt about that. But women are the ones right now who they do the accepting. You know, a man can present himself to a woman, but women do the choosing. So women need to, you know, become more mature, and they need to stop dabbling in this filth because, like I say, that's home wrecking. That's destructive to children. It's destructive to families. It's destructive all around. And so and I would also say that this woman's girlfriends should really confront her about this and let her know what filthy and vile behavior that she's practicing. What do you think about that?
Well, I can almost say, you know, that everything you said I agree with, because that is, you know, breaking up somebody's family, and if children are involved, they're the ones that are suffering behind it. And, you know, women need to not get involved with married men. I don't care what type of situation he displays to them. You know, he's telling them that I'm separated, I'm getting a divorce, me and my wife, we're not sleeping together, we live in the same house. You know, all those things, you still need to not be involved with a married man under any circumstance, as far as I'm concerned, because it's the sanctity of it, as far as I'm concerned. You know, what God has joined asunder, I mean, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. And that is just, to me, the lowest point that you can go in a relationship is to get involved with the married man. You know, but people have their reasonings, and they justify it the way that they want to justify it. And, you know, if that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do. But, you know, it's just my opinion when it comes to married men, because I was in a relationship with a married man. I did not know that he was married. A friend had told another friend of mine that he was married. Then when I confronted him, he tells me, I asked him, why you didn't tell me that you was married? And the same old excuse that they always say is because I didn't want you to lose you. Well, believe it or not, you never had me because you was married. You
right.
know, so I immediately got out of that relationship, and I promised myself I would never get involved with the married man willingly or knowingly, you know. And if I get involved with the man and I find out that he's married, then I'm out of there, you know.
Well, good
because
you.
That's just something that I don't do. Now, you know,
right.
if someone else does it, that's on them. But it's just something that I don't do.
Right, but can you hear me? Is my mic
yes,
open?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. There's a delay. No, first of all, let me applaud you for your behavior. I think that is just phenomenal. But the point is, if you realize how the meeting dynamic goes, because this is very, very crucial to the whole process. You know, since many women, unfortunately, 21st century women. Don't socialize with men in the way they should. Well, the many times the only man that can actually deal with a woman, hear me very carefully on this, mm-hmm. is a man who is already in a relationship, because this man has nothing to lose. And he really doesn't see the woman as that important anyway, if you follow what I'm saying. Because if she rejects him or whatever, you know, oh, well, he does have a woman. So women have got to realize if they engaged with men in an adult and mature fashion, that is really communicating, they would improve the relationship, you know, situation overall. Because what would happen is there would be more effective communication. And a snake like a man or a woman, or in this case the man who's dealing with that woman, if she's speaking with him openly and honestly, he's not going to hang around and deal with her, because that's a threat. Someone who's sneaking around, tipping around, they're being dishonest in the first place. They're like vermin. And whenever you turn the light on vermin, they scurry for the dark. Because, or the darkness, because that's how they operate. So if we would hold women and men, but in this case we've got to look at the woman, because she's the one that makes the decision. The man may present himself, but she says yay or nay. So, mm-hmm. You know, women need to be confronted on that and told, look, engage with men openly and honestly, and then find a man of your own. And,
right.
you know, I would have no compunction whatsoever about the woman in the relationship that this single woman is violating, kicking her butt because she's out of place. And I told a woman that once, because she said she was being stalked by the lady that was in the relationship with that guy. And I told her, I said, get your own man. You don't need, you're lazy. And you're cowardly. Get your own man. You know what to do. And, of course, she agreed. She agreed. So I think when we talk about these things, communicating openly and honestly is very powerful. And I'm talking being specific. Just like you did, get the hell out. You know, if you had known, you wouldn't have gotten in that relationship. But I would just ask you now, if you don't mind my asking you, do you mm-hmm. speak openly and honestly with men so you will know the quality and condition and status of a man?
Most definitely, because, like I said, I have been in relationships maybe with a guy who's had a girlfriend or coming out of a relationship, but I do respect the fact when a man is married. Because if you're just in a relationship with somebody, 9 times out of 10, it may or it may not work out. And then, you know, just being in a relationship for different reasons, I won't speak of the reasons, but, you know, it was reasons why I was in a relationship. But being in a relationship with a married man, never. That will never, ever happen.
Right.
Never.
But if they're in a committed relationship, if they're not just dating, okay, this would be a point if I may share this with you. If they're not just dating, you should stay away, because realize if they're in a committed relationship, even if they're not married, then they're still cheating, because they have made a commitment to that other person, and they would do the same thing with you. That's the other point you need to keep in mind. So someone
right.
who's – excuse me?
No, right, but what I was going to say about that, if they're in a relationship and they're, you know, seeing somebody else, then obviously they're not in that relationship, they're not committed to.
But notice what I'm saying, though. Allow me to make this point, because this is a very important point, if I may. May I?
Oh, okay, sure.
Okay. What I'm saying is, if you are sincere and through open and honest communication, you find out this person is, quote-unquote, in a relationship. They're not just dating. They're in a relationship. That and if they're screwing around with you, too, that lets you know that this is not a genuine person. And you need to tread very carefully. In fact, I would say avoid, don't deal with that kind of person. Because realize, they would do you the same way. If they switch over and start dealing with you on somewhat of a serious basis, they're going to cheat on you too. So that's the point I'm trying to make, if that comes
right
across clearly, does it?
Yes, but
okay.
Okay, let me say this. If someone is, you know, in a relationship with someone and they get into another relationship they mess around with somebody else, that lets that other person know that they're not in a committed relationship. So therefore, if you get involved with that person, it just depends on how far you want to go in that relationship and then how you guard your feelings, how you're going to be in that relationship, because you can be in a relationship with somebody and for different reasons. You can be in a relationship with somebody, a sexual relationship, or just a friends with benefit relationship, or just somebody you enjoy being in their company. You know, there are many reasons why you can be in that relationship. But when a person is in a committed relationship, they're not going to be involved with anybody else. That's how you know when a person is in a committed relationship, because if I see a guy and he's in a relationship and I'm trying to hit on him and he's telling me, well, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm in a committed relationship. Okay. I'm gone. I'm going to back up off of him. I'm not even going to try to become involved with this person because he's already told me and made it clear to me that he's in a committed relationship. Now,
well, let me just give you this example coming from a man, an alpha male. If the woman is sincere, if a man is having sex with a woman, then that is a serious relationship unless you are just cheap and you just have sex. Now, the other thing is that women like sex, but that's lied about, and that's part of the open and honest conversation we do not have. And someone in the chat room was talking about that. They were saying that, hey, go ahead, what?
No, go on, I'm listening.
Yeah, Someone was in the chat room saying that this woman was in it for sex, but women don't like to talk about that, and that's true. We do women a disservice by lying about women's sexuality. Women are actually more sexual than men, and women have a greater sexual capacity than men. Women have a clitoris, and its only purpose is for sexual gratification. A male has no analogous body part. And so, you know, we're going to have more honest conversations if we're going to turn this crap around, and we need men and women participating fully and equally. We need reciprocal relationship from both the man and the woman. And I just wrote a show today to point out that the only roles between a man and a woman are the ones that they decide upon. There can't be any automatically assumed roles. Our laws and public policy exclude hard role distinctions between men and women, if you follow me on. Do you follow me on that?
Yes.
So now men and women are going to be forced to communicate the nature and circumference of their relationships. They just can't go into it blindly and stupidly. They've got to communicate it from start to continuance. They've got to have these communications. And let me just make this final point, and then I'll hang out in the queue. I think we've had a real vigorous conversation here, and I appreciate it. But we're going to have to talk about how relationships start, and that deals with communication. Communication is crucial. Women are going to have to throw their hats in the ring also, which many women are lazy about. They're none straightforward. They're none up front. And a lot of guys like you like that because then they can manipulate you. They can have two or three women at one time. But if you want to change things, then you've got to change. You know the old adage, insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a change. Well, modern-day women can't play independent in every other area of their lives except their personal lives. Then they become all of a sudden dumb and stupid and totally dependent upon the man. No, you've got to use your intelligence and your ability throughout. And the main ability that you have as a person is your ability to effectively communicate what you want in a relationship and whom you want to be in a relationship with. And we can cut out a lot of this dysfunctional behavior if we just identify it, address it, and then, you know, effect better practices. What do you think about that?
Well, I do agree on much of what you said, but, you know, it's left up to the individual how they're going to handle the relationship. And you're right, they have to communicate. They have to say what they want and, you know, mean what they say. But, you know, you got a lot of people who are underhanded and conniving and, you know, just won't be straight up with anything. But, you know, not to say that there aren't people out there who are straight up and who'll be honest, but sometimes those people that are straight up and honest are not appreciated. So,
well,
you know,
yeah, well, the point there is that we have to establish a quality community of people where we are appreciated. That's the point. And see, we have to be on the same page. There are some things we can't equivocate on, just like driving on the right side of the road. That's pretty important. That's a big deal. Open and honest communication is a big deal if you want to have a healthy relationship. So we've
right.
got to lay standards, agree upon them, and then put them into practice. That's the way a relationship and a society and a community are built, or rather a community and then society. Relationship, community, society. That's the way it's built, not on equivocation, but by people who are assertive, who seek out the facts, seek out what's appropriate, and then share that with other people who are of like mind, and then they practice it.
Well, that is so far and so far
and
fetched
extremely
in this
ideal.
Society, you know, because people are not even thinking like that. All people are thinking about is what they can get, what they can possess, mm-hmm. and, you know, people are not really into loving people. They're basically into loving things and using people, opposed to using things and loving people. So that's something that would be like finding a needle in a haystack.
Well, no, I think you're one. I'm one. The gentleman that was on the phone, I think he's a person of integrity. I think there are a lot of people of integrity. I think we who call ourselves of integrity just have to be a little bit more courageous to identify it and then relate to it. That's the way things work.
Right.
And that's the way they should work.
Right. We have another call. I'm going to bring this caller in.
Sure.
334-785, are you there?
Yes, I am, darling.
You're
I
back,
Ms. Kane. I had to call him because he got me lost. I guess basically what I want to know from him, I keep hearing him saying women are cowards and they shouldn't be dealing with married men, yada, 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 something else. I don't know, you know, he lost me. But I'm just trying to understand, if you're talking about these women being cowards, then what are these men? And why the woman need to be addressed so much? Why not these men? That's where the problem lies, right there with men and not with women.
I'm going to let the host answer her.
No, I think she was directing the
question
to you.
I know she was directing at me, but I would like, if you don't mind, I would like for you to answer that, because I think we agree on it, and she may be able to hear you a little bit better.
But you know what? To be honest, I was hearing her, but I wasn't really like grabbing it in because she was directing it to you. So maybe
What she was saying? Why call the woman a coward? Why call the other woman a coward? Does the other woman deserve to be a coward? Take it from there.
Does she deserve to be a coward? Well, it like I had mentioned, and I'm going to stick by, you know, what I have to say. I'm never going to be the one that's going to mess with a married man. Now, what other women do, that's on them. And if it's an act of cowardism or, you know, whatever, then, you know, that's what it is. But, and then I think she also mentioned, why couldn't it be men considered the same thing? Well, it can. Men can be the same way, but, you know, the nice topic is based on the other woman. But, you know, like I had mentioned, and I am going to stick by this, I'm just not into married men. And what other women do with their time, As far as like spending it with other, with, you know, spending it with married men, I really can't control that. But the only thing I can say is that, you know, it's not right, you know, as far as I am concerned. Now, that's my opinion. You know, other women had their opinion, you know, because women, some women, like I said, I even have a friend who does nothing but mess with married men. She doesn't want to be with a single man. She wants a married man. And she gets, I guess, there are benefits behind it for her because she says she don't have to worry about, when she finished with him, he can go home to his wife. She don't have to wash his clothes, cook his food, and stuff like that. But my thing is, I would rather have my own man that I would have to wash his clothes, cook his food, opposed to having somebody else's man. You know, but people have their own motives, and people do things the way they want to do them. And I'm only voicing, you know, my opinion.
Well, I understand that, but I'm just saying, since he, you know, so blatantly speaks about men, that women need to be addressed on the issue, why the men don't need to be addressed? Because to me, those are the ones that are cowards, lying, conniving, and bringing women into situations that could possibly been avoided if they just tell the truth from the get-go. It ain't so much about, now, like I said earlier, I don't believe that women should be out here messing with somebody else's man, and especially if they know that he's like that. But a lot of women, like I put out earlier, have been led into a wrong direction, not knowing that the man is married. And so my thing is, why do women need to take the full responsibility to not deal with these married men, when these married men need to take full responsibility to stop getting their ass married and getting into a relationship when they know they ain't ready and when they is not going to be faithful? Stop taking vows that you know you're not going to be able to stand up to. Because men personally, and this is just my own belief, don't know how to be like how granddaddy them was. They don't, men in today's society, let me just say that. Men will take a go up under the oath saying, yes, I'm going to be here through thick and thin, through good and bad, sickness and health and all this crap. But the minute something starts not to go their way, they want to try to bail out. The minute something goes wrong in the sexual relationship, they start seeking other stuff. So it really isn't a problem that lies with women, because number one, what you have to understand is woman came from man. Men need to start teaching these women what they supposed to be teaching the woman from the beginning. We supposed
right, is
to
my mic
men.
Open?
We supposed to from
is
men.
My mic open?
And from their real.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you have a man that's pointing this out now. And I agree with you. These men shouldn't be doing that. But the point of it is, the woman selects the man, just like a woman rejects a man, what we call exercise veto power. And most of the good men, women reject because they don't find them drama-laden enough. They don't find that good men bring enough drama, because good men are about doing business, about taking care of their business. So many women are commitment phobic, and we're talking to both the men and the women, because realize this. One person can stop it. One can stop it. And so what we're telling women is, and the lady quoted the scripture, so I know she's being very nice and mild, but the scriptures are speaking to everybody. It says, what God has joined together, let no man, separate. And so the thing of it is, if we have the guts to understand God and promote God, then we promote that particular principle. And she also said that her girlfriend does not do anything but deal with married men. Now, her girlfriend is exercising an expression of evilness, because there are single men who would just have sex with her and toss her aside like a used Kleenex. She's lying about that situation because there's more there than she is revealing. There are plenty of single men who would just have sex with her, who don't want her, who don't even want to know her name. And she could deal with them as opposed to the married man. A woman who deals with a married man is a home wrecker, and she can know. There are very few men who can hide the fact that they're married. If the woman spends time with the man, quality time, to get to know the man, first of all, a married man can't spend quality time with you because his time is already, allotted to his marital relationship.
Not all of them.
Yeah, but most of, right, but what I'm saying is, understand the gist of what I'm saying. Most married men can't and won't spend quality time with you. They can't. And so if you are of the mindset, attitude, and inclination to really get to know a person and not just start jumping in the bed, humping a person, then you will understand a man's status. There are very few women who can't understand a man's status if they want to.
Certain buzzwords don't do it well for me, let's put it like that, because that woman didn't wreck that home. That man wrecked
exactly.
that home when he walked outside that home. That
yeah, but
woman
she participated. Look at the
home.
Scripture again.
The man did it. That man
what
did
God
it.
Has brought together, let not another person put asunder. So you have to, yes, I agree. The man
keep,
is a scumbag.
That, but hold on, Rio. You keep saying that, but that man has tore that foundation down and set asunder or whatever by stepping out and choosing to cheat on his wife. You cannot blame no woman because she goes and get in a relationship with this married man. He already done messed up his marriage by committing the sin. He wants
okay,
to
well, let me ask you a question now. Does the woman have any culpability? Does she have any responsibility for getting involved with the married man? And if so, what?
Yes, I do think that there are women that have responsibility. Some people, some women need to take responsibility, especially if they're getting into a situation where they know that this man is married.
Right,
but
right. So let's do
what
this. Let's be...
There are many women who have been in relationship with men that did not know they was married. And
okay,
when you want to break down and try to justify, like, the sinful part of it, we going to sin regardless of what. But at the end of the day, she's going to take responsibility of what, unless she's just one of these women who don't care. But
okay,
he needs
all
to
right.
take
well, let's do this then, because
started,
we're on the fight. Right. When we talk about the responsibility, if I had an opportunity to talk to this man, I would tell him to cut that crap out. He and I could not be friends if I knew he was doing that. And I know we're just talking about the situation now, and a lot of times we don't know how to really talk about something constructively. But I'm just making it as real as I can right now. If I were friends with a man like that, I would be on his ass. I would let him know in no uncertain terms that is inappropriate behavior and he needs to stop it. Now, I wouldn't go, like, tell his wife or anything, but he and I would deal with that. And I would let him know that that is scum to the nth degree. All right? Now, let's flip this around. Would you do the same thing to the woman if you knew the woman that was cheating with him?
What are you asking?
I'm asking, would you stand up to the woman that you knew were cheating with this scum bucket and tell her that she was an equal scum bucket and that she should stop it? Would you have the guts to do that? Yes or no?
It has nothing to do with guts. I don't get it over people's business. I mean,
okay,
grown,
all right. That's
you
right.
Can't
okay.
Tell another
well,
grown person.
See, my point is simply this. A person who takes action, I would take action if I knew the man that did this, or if I knew a woman who was doing it. I would not be friends and sit by idly and let this kind of thing go on. Is the host there? Are you there, ma'am?
Yes, I'm here. But, you know, sometimes you can't always go to people and say things to them like that, because you never know what a person is going to do or what they're thinking or what they might say to you. Because if you go to, now maybe if it was a good friend of yours.
Right, that's what, or just a person that I can have
a
conversation.
That's somebody you cared about.
Right,
you know,
right. Well, I care about it. Look, all I'm saying is
right.
If I knew the person and I could have a conversation with the person and they wouldn't just walk away, If they were capable of being spoken with, I would tell them about it. You
so
follow
just
me?
By speaking to, just by you addressing your opinion, you can tell a person anything. Doesn't mean they're going to follow in that direction. or listen at what you have to say.
But, ma'am, I understand that, but I'm just talking about a person doing their part. That's all. I mean, do we understand how to address issues? I'm just saying if a person, if I knew a person, say if I had a male friend. I'll give you an example one time. There was a guy whom I was an acquaintance with, and we used to go out what's called herding the whores. We'd go out looking for women, go to clubs and stuff. But I found out that he had a live-in...
Herding the whores. Okay.
Yeah. He had a live-in mate. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This wasn't
he told
his wife,
me about
though.
His live-in mate. And we
this
had gone out
wife?
A couple of times and had a good time. But I didn't know he had a live-in mate. But once
was
he told
wife?
Me he had a live-in mate, he called me up one night and he said, hey, let's go to such and such club. I said, no, we're not going to any club. I said, you have a woman that you're committed to. I say, I may go to a club, but we're not going to a club together. Now, he may have gone with someone else. I don't know. But he didn't go with me. You follow me?
But was this his wife or just someone that he was in a committed relationship with?
Well, the way he described it to me, she was a de facto wife. They were living and sharing. They were under the same roof. They were sharing.
So they weren't married.
They were sharing their lives together. Well, marriage means committed. And let me just put it this way.
But he's not committed if he's going out herding the whore.
Okay,
right.
Listen to what I'm saying because it's easy to get distracted. What I'm saying is that I stood up for my integrity. When he let me know that he was in a relationship, I wasn't going to be a party to him getting with another woman when he already was committed to a woman. That's my simple, direct point.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me say this. If me and my girlfriend, and she had a boyfriend at home, and I asked her to come and go out to the club with me, doesn't necessarily mean that when we get to that club that I'm going to be introducing her to men and all that kind of stuff. That is a decision that she is going to make on her own. And it's not that I'm taking her out to the club so that she can meet men or anything. We're just going out to have fun. But if she makes that decision to meet somebody and she knows she got somebody at home, that's on her. And I would understand, obviously, that the relationship is something going on in that relationship that is not right. She's not committed to that relationship. So I really don't feel at that point that I would say anything. But if it was a married friend of mine, you know, a good friend of mine, and she's married, and we go out to a club, and her husband says it's okay, and she gets out there, and she's flirting with this man and flirting with that man, then I may step up and say something, you know. But a person having a girlfriend or a jump off or somebody they're staying with, that can come to an end any time. But I'm more concerned about people who are married.
Right, I agree. And you know what, we take a stand where we take a stand. And so I agree with that. But we need to take a stand somewhere. You're talking about people who are married. They've made and marriage is an open, what you've taken vows. You have made a commitment to live in a monogamous relationship with one person.
Right.
And
right.
So, yeah, I agree with that. But see, sometimes we get so caught up in equivocating, and unfortunately, if it doesn't offend you, what I call dick measuring, we don't ever settle on any conclusive point. And so my position is, and I agree with your position, we take a stand where we feel comfortable taking a stand. But if we want to improve our community, then, of course, we will look for things, not just getting in someone else's business, but when something is obvious, you know, we should take a stand. That's the whole point. Because if I were doing something that was blatantly wrong and I had a person who called themselves my friend, then I would want them to take a stand. Because all of us can do stupid things at one time or another. None of us are immune from doing that. We just have to have a little bit of intestinal fortitude.
sometimes I disagree with you. Even though I agree with majority of your points you've made, I disagree with the way that you're relating some of that, because you wouldn't be talking to a person. You would be talking at a person. Effectively, you have cut off communication.
Well, wait a minute. Who is this speaking?
I'm the co-host.
That's the co-host.
Okay, I didn't know I was being tag team. But look here, why don't we agree on this? See, you don't know me, I don't know you. Let's not be negative toward each other. Okay, you don't know. I have a particular communication style. You have a particular communication style. I'm not going to condemn yours. You don't condemn mine. Can we do that?
Okay.
Yeah,
that's the co-host. She's not tag teaming. She just is voicing her opinion as well. That's my co-host.
Right. Yeah. Well, tell her I love her just the same.
Well, I guess she heard you.
Okay. Now, you know, the point is, these are sensitive issues. Everything to us is sensitive because we're so disheveled and discombobulated. But the more we talk and get to know each other, hopefully, before Christ comes back, we will develop a level of harmony and maturity toward each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's getting down to the wire, and I do appreciate you calling in. If anybody out there has any shows, they want to put them up in the chat room so we can know where you can people can reach you. I know that Ms. Kane comes on Mondays, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Monday, I co-host with Ms. Kane. Monday, we're doing celebrity gossip, and Tuesday and Wednesday is open. So you can check me out on Ms. Kane's show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Put that in the chat room, Ms. Kane. And Penelope, you have a show as well. Tammy, put your show in. If anybody have any last remarks, can get them in. We have 3 minutes and 22 seconds left. Next week's show, it hasn't been posted yet, but as soon as it is, you guys will know what's going on. I appreciate everybody who came out tonight, Rhea. The people in the chat room had quite a few guests in there, Ms. Kane, Penelope, Tammy Jones, and appreciate the callers that called in. And like I said, if you have any last-minute remarks, please share them.
That one was over my head.
And who is that, Ms. Kane?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know, it was a very interesting show, you know, and a little bit controversial, too, but we got through it, and I appreciate everybody's comments and, you know, remarks or, you know, whatever you added to it. I do appreciate that, and I do appreciate the gentleman who called in. Do you have a show on Blog Talk, sir?
No, I don't. Thank you for asking. I just participate in good shows like yours. But I would just like to say this. I was looking at some of the people in the chat room, and I presume Ms. Kane is a woman and possibly Penelope Flynn. You know, why don't they call in instead of, you know, being little gremlins?
No, Ms. Kane is on the line. Ms. Kane is on the line.
Hold on, Mom Duke. I know you run out of time, but let me tell you something. You sound like a man that is very angry.
Hold on. I was trying to make a point.
So you don't, let me tell you something, don't try to come over here. I don't know, you seem like this your first time being on air, coming over here trying to take over somebody's show with your superhero acting ass. So at the end of the day, it is what it is, and you need to learn how to address people in a form. You sound like an Uncle Tom, scum of the earth, and all this gremlins and stuff. I mean, hell, what's wrong with you? Did somebody cheat on you in a marriage?
Okay,
you
now, wait a minute. Now, a woman like notice how slick mouth she is. No man would tolerate her.
Can't do nothing with it.
That sounds very ghetto-ish and very, you know, unpleasant. And so this is the reason.
You sound whatever. And you sound like a fool to me because you don't even sound real. So get the stick out your ass. And the next time, cut correct.
Okay, everybody. We're getting ready to close the show down. Like, again, I'd like to thank everybody who came out tonight. look forward to seeing you guys next week. Everybody have a nice weekend, a nice night. And remember, if you're the other woman,
stop it.
I don't know what to say. But
stop
I'm sorry I had to mute the young man, the gentleman, because I didn't want to get things to get out of hand on this show, because we're on here as adults, and you know, everybody should, you know, act like adults and be treated like adults. So I'm sorry I had to mute you, sir, but you know, that's just the way it goes. And if you want to come back, you're more than welcome to come back to the next week's show. With that being said, thanks, Rhea. Thanks, Miss Kane, Penelope, Tammy, everybody who came in tonight. You guys have
enjoy
a good night.
Your weekend.
You too. Everybody have a beautiful weekend.
Thanks.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay. Good night. Everybody, thanks for coming. Rhea, if you're in a chat room, good night.